Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, my name is Jessica Starks, and I'm the featured author today on this month's blog tour. I'm so excited to be here. I'm so thankful for Miss Angela for allowing me to be a part of this. This is a really great thing that she has going on, and I'm really excited to be involved in it. So my book is called The Lynching Calendar, and basically The Lynching Calendar is the story of five different lynchings that happened across the United States, and they all kind of go through their stories, but the difference is that you don't get just a one-sided perspective. Is that you'll get five different perspectives. So in one story, you'll hear from the victim, you'll hear from the person who accused them, and you may hear from an innocent bystander or family members or whatever it may be. But in each story, you'll get a full, well-rounded view of what's going on and how, you know, the circumstances around these lynchings actually happened. Kind of the inspiration for me for writing the book. I'm big into genealogy. I've been doing genealogy for about 15 years now, and ran across a story where a cousin of mine by the name of LQ Ivy was actually lynched. He was 17 years old, and he was lynched in Mississippi. And he was accused of assaulting a white woman. And so kind of reading his story and, you know, just really pondering on it. And, you know, because you take that personally when it's somebody that's in your family. And so I kind of just mulled over it, and it just really got me to thinking about what were his thoughts, what were his emotions going up, you know, into this case. And, you know, what were his final thoughts knowing he wasn't going to see his family again. And so I kind of took that as inspiration, and his story inspired the first story that I wrote for the book. And then after that, I just thought about other people's stories, you know, out there. And, you know, what were some of these circumstances that may have not been addressed prior to. And so it inspired me to write all five of these stories. And I wrote the book back in 2013. And I think part of it was due to fear. Some of it, I do believe God was just kind of telling me to wait. It took me, you know, until last year to actually publish, but I'm really excited that I was able to publish. It's my very first book. I wasn't sure how people would respond to it. I was honestly kind of nervous because I thought, you know, I would get a lot of backlash. I'm from Mississippi, so, you know, being in the South, I just naturally kind of felt like I would get some pushback from it. But I've been surprised to find that there are a lot of people who have supported me, black, white, young, old, and they've been a really great support. I've had the opportunity to speak to groups that I never thought I would speak to about this type of book. And I've been able to, you know, help educate because a lot of people assume that lynchings kind of follow the typical pattern where it's always a black man who's the victim. It's always a white man who kills him. It always happened in the South, and it always happened in the past, but that's not true. It wasn't always black men who were lynched. There were black women who were lynched. There were black children. There were elderly black people. You know, and even it wasn't like these older white men who were lynching these people. It could be younger white men. Sometimes, you know, if we are honest, other black people lynched other black people. And so it didn't always happen in the South. There were lynchings up North. There were lynchings out West. It happened all across America. And it's not something that's limited to a certain time period. Yes, it may have been something that was more prevalent or more known, or, you know, more widely, I guess you would say, accepted way back when. But people are still being lynched to this day. You can still find news articles where people are being lynched, or you just still hear about it you know, they don't, like I said, they don't talk about it as much, but it's still happening. And, you know, and then in the news, the law was just passed. It had been, people had been trying to get it passed for over 100 years. So you can only, you know, imagine how long and how painful the history of these lynchings are. And so that's kind of what inspired me to write the book. A little bit about me. I'm from Mississippi. I'm from a really small town in Mississippi. I've been a writer pretty much all my life. I can't really remember a time where I wasn't writing. And I started my entrepreneurial journey when I was about 17 years old. And I started out as a freelance writer, and I eventually expanded my business and I became a marketer. So now I started my first company called JD Scribes in 2016. And it initially was just a writing company, but we expanded. Now we do web design, graphic design. We do general business consulting. And then, like I said, we do marketing, which would be like digital advertising, social media marketing, things of that nature. The following year, I started my second business, which is called Bond Small Business Group. And it's a promotional and developmental membership business for small business owners. Right now, we're mostly based in Mississippi. We do have plans to expand, but it's mostly to help small business owners and, you know, nonprofits and other organizations promote themselves and to network with other individuals for more opportunities and to, you know, bring them opportunities. And we also just want to make them more, a better, well-rounded business owners as a whole. So we have different events that cover anything from business to personal development. We have networking events. We have expos. We have different events like that aimed specifically to promote and to help make these entrepreneurs better for the communities that they serve. And I do hope to have other businesses in the future, but I'm thankful that I've been able to have those businesses and they continue to be successful, and I'm thankful that I'm able to continue to be the creative that I am in the work that I do, which also includes the books. I'm self-published. I didn't sign with a traditional publisher. I really like the flexibility and the creativity behind being self-published. I like having control over my work, being able to set my own deadlines and just kind of control my fate a little bit. So I enjoy being self-published. I am planning to write more books. I actually wrote another book at the same time that I wrote The Lynching Calendar, and I'm planning on publishing that book soon. I also have a couple of other historical fiction works that I am working on currently, and, you know, right now I just kind of have that writing bug, so I'm excited to see kind of how that part of my creativity branches out and where it leads me, because I started out just as a creative writer, and then, you know, when you're freelancing, it can be a little bit more technical, you're following more guidelines, you're writing about more specific things, so sometimes it, you know, it kind of limits how creative you can be depending on what you're writing about. But now that I can, you know, I have my first book out there, I feel a little bit more confident. So I feel like I can kind of get through there and, you know, just kind of express myself as much as I want to. I do feel like historical fiction is my lane. I've tried general fiction. I didn't really like it. It just wasn't my style. I do also love Southern Gothic literature. It's kind of what inspired me to continue to write. One of my favorite short stories would be A Rose for Emily. It's classic. I love it. I read it every Halloween. But I really do just love writing. I love reading. I love art. I love creativity. Some common misconceptions about writers is that we're really free thinking, and I've come to find that's not really true for me. I'm a little bit more rigid. I do a little bit better when I have forced structure, so I'm not super fluid like some people think writers are. They also think a lot of us are starving artists, and there are a lot of really successful writers out here. We may not be millionaires or, you know, just the richest, most affluent people in the world, but we're happy, we're content, and we're able to take care of ourselves. another thing that I would probably say about my book is that it's a short read. It's less than 100 pages long. And I did that for a couple reasons. One, that's just where I knew it was time for me to stop. I didn't want to force myself to write. I felt like when the character stopped speaking, that's when I stopped writing. And when I felt like there was nobody else that had anything else to say, that's when I knew I would cut it off. In the editing process, I had considered adding more stories, but I just knew kind of in my heart of hearts that if I did that, the work wouldn't be as genuine, and so I didn't want to compromise that. So I said I would rather it be short and impactful rather than long and just, you know, didn't really have a purpose. But again, yeah, it's not long, but it's a heavy read. I've had people tell me that, you know, they've had to stop and take it kind of in spurts because it's just such a heavy read, and it tugs at your heartstrings, and it's really emotional. And so, you know, and then there's other people who they can sit and they can't put it down, and they can read it in an hour or two. So it just kind of depends on the way that you take the book. It's pretty raw. Like, I don't really hold back. I'm not the type of person who just likes to be super vivid in my detail, because sometimes that's not always necessary. But for sure, in this book, I do give you enough to where you understand and where you can visualize it, and where, for me, I know as I was writing it, it still hurt, if that makes sense. You can feel what the characters are going through because you get to know them and you get to understand how they talk and how they think. And it's really personal, because I even know when I saw the news about the article where lynchings were passed, in a way I personally felt vindicated, because I'm thinking about my characters. And it's kind of crazy saying that, because, you know, they're fictional. All of my characters are fictional. None of them are real people. But, you know, just thinking about all of the real people out there who were silenced because of these crimes, and who didn't have a voice, and who didn't have a chance to live their lives, and who didn't have a chance to live a legacy, you know, it just kind of, in a way, made me feel like, okay, there's justice, you know. And for people who are out there suffering still from, you know, the violence that was lynchings, there's still hope for you. You can get justice. And so I really do feel like God ordained me to write the book in the time I did, because if I would have published it earlier, I don't know if it would have been as impactful. And I don't know if people would have taken it the same, because, like, around the same time I published it, Trump made some comments about a lynching, and then, you know, like I said, of course, this bill, and there's just been a lot of historical things come up that have been significant and have been about, like, civil rights movement, black rights, you know, again, lynchings, racial hate crimes, things of that nature. And so I do feel like God ordained me to write the book at the time that I did, and he ordained, you know, the time in which that I published it. So I'm really thankful that I was able to do that. And, you know, like I said, at this point, I kind of have gotten the writing bug, so I don't plan on stopping. I plan to continue to write, and I plan to discuss harsh topics that are considered taboo. Not just to talk about them, just to be jarring or just to get a reaction out of people, but to educate and to talk about these stories that a lot of people, you know, don't want to talk about or aren't brave enough to talk about or just don't know about. And so that's what I hope that my writing does. I hope that it can make an impact, and I hope that it can educate, and I hope that it can inspire people to research and to go out there and learn and to go out and know their history. Because, you know, if we don't tell the story, nobody else is. And then as far as my book and where you can purchase it, it's available online everywhere books are sold. So if you are on Amazon, it's there. If you have a Kindle, you can get it on Kindle. It's on Barnes & Noble. It's at Target, Walmart, Goodreads, and it's also available on my website, which is www.jdscribes.com. You can go on there. You can order it. You can order a signed copy directly from me on my website. Or like I said, it's available pretty much everywhere books are sold. And again, I'm just so thankful again to Miss Angela for allowing me this opportunity. And if you have any questions for me or any questions about my book, you can feel free to contact me on my website. Again, it's www.jdscribes.com. Or you can email me at starksjessica2013@gmail.com. I'm always looking at my email, so if you have any questions. And you can also find my author page on Facebook, which is at Jessica Starks Page. And I'm on Instagram at jdstarks22. And I'm on Twitter at JSK94. So you have a number of ways that you can reach out to me if you ever have questions. You want to learn how you can get the book from me as far as getting a signed copy, if you want to keep up with giveaways, or if you've read the book and you just want to ask me questions and pick my brain about some things, my inbox is always open. And if you've read the book already, first of all, I hope you enjoyed it. And feel free to leave me a review on Amazon, leave me a review on Barnes & Noble, Target, wherever that may be. Or if you just want to inbox me or email me and just let me know what you thought, I really appreciate that too. And again, my name is Jessica Starks. I'm the author of The Lynching Calendar. Thanks again to Miss Angela Thomas Smith for allowing me to have this platform and allowing me to promote my book and talk about me and talk about my businesses. And again, if you want to contact me, you know how to find me. Thanks.